Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hey, personal yogis, this is Carolina, your personal yoga teacher, Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and Wellness Course Secrets. Today, we have a very exciting podcast episode. We have with us a very special guest, Connie Ponturo. She is a Pilates guru. She has been in the health and wellness world for about 20 years. We're super excited to hear more about how she has helped, you know, clients with chronic pain move their bodies and find joy in their journeys. Hi, Connie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good, Carolina. So great to talk to you.
I know. We're super excited to have you here.
I know.
For coming. We have a lot in common, I think. We know that yoga and Pilates are working that triangle of body, mind, and spirit. We're super excited for you to tell us more about Pilates. What can you tell us or let us know about yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much. I love the combination of yoga and Pilates. I love people moving their bodies. And I fell in love with Pilates because I was originally a dancer. And so when I couldn't dance anymore, I was kind of lost. But when I found Pilates about 20 years ago, it really brought me back to my spirit and the movement that I missed as a dancer. So it really became my home. So I teach transformational movement. I get people to move their bodies. I don't care what they do, but I just want them to move every day. Our bodies were meant to move. So Pilates is a series of exercise, just as yoga is. But as you said, it is body, mind, and spirit. So we want you to breathe. We want you to move slowly. We want you to focus on what you're doing instead of just rushing through.
Yeah. So very, very similar to yoga.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, is there any specific equipment? Can you do Pilates without equipment? How do you do with that?
Yeah. So there's mat exercises, and originally Joseph Pilates developed the mat exercise on the floor, and his belief was every man, woman, and child should do this every day, and they would feel fantastic. And it hasn't really changed. And then from that, he built the equipment. So my studio has equipment. I have small group classes, and then I teach privates. And when I'm working with people in chronic pain, that's my specialty. Working with older people, it's easier to be on the equipment than just on the mat. Mat is much more challenging. It's much harder. But I work for Crystal Cruise Line. So when I go out touring and traveling with them, I usually teach mat class.
Wow.
Yeah.
What other routines of self-care would help the discipline of Pilates?
So that's really my focus. I try to get people into self-care and self-love. And people think that's kind of frivolous, or maybe it's like, you know, I really don't have the time. But I feel that it is a daily discipline. Now, you don't have to do everything all at once. But my most important thing is baths. baths in Epsom salts are huge. 15 minutes. First of all, it gives you a little quiet time. It gets your body to release toxins and gets you to slow down. That's really, really important to me. Breathing, focused breathing, getting people to take the time and just sit for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Inhale for two counts, hold the breath for two counts, and then slowly exhale. And if you do that, let's say 8 or 10 times, you become much more present. And mm-hmm. and that is something that I think all of us, we're rushing. I don't care where you live. We are mm-hmm. fast-paced. We are rushing from thing to thing to thing. And the minute we can slow down and take a couple breaths, boy, it brings us right back to the present moment.
That's where life is.
That's where life is. Exactly. Exactly. But hard to be there, right? Hard to be there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It is something that we are all struggling with, and it takes a village for us to connect with each other and talk about these things mm-hmm. and just keep the conversation going and glowing and flowing, right?
I love that.
Yeah. You have to mm-hmm. really focus on your breath, especially mm-hmm. when you're moving. You're mm-hmm. going to save a lot of your joints mm-hmm. and ultimately your health is at stake, and it will improve as you continue.
Yeah, and I think it puts you, when you really have your breath connect with your movement, and again, whatever movement you do, I think it allows a little more joy into your life and into your movement. And I'm truly passionate about people finding joy in every day.
Of course, you were a dancer, right?
Yes, yes.
What type of dancer were you?
I was a modern dancer. I danced in New York. I went to NYU Tisch School of the Arts, and I trained and worked with small dance companies. But then I was developed osteoarthritis, so that kind of ended my career early on.
Fun, but do you still dance? Somewhere?
You know, I do. I do move. I do one of my eight. I have a book called Falling Into Joy, 8 Simple Steps to Allow Your Body to Become Your Best Friend. And one of the tips is a private dance party. So I, especially, right? It sounds good. It's really great. You put on some fantastic music and you just, you know, nobody's around. Nobody cares. I always say, you know, dance as if nobody's watching because everyone's looking at their phones.
Right.
And, right. And just dance and just move. It's so great. I get so many of my clients to do that. And it's just fun. And what's surprising is the next day you're like, wow, I really feel that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This cracks me up because I thought I was the only one that.
No, see?
Those private parties.
No, everyone should have a private dance party.
Yeah. Yeah. What type of music do you listen to when you do your private?
You know, I kind of love disco.
Disco. All right.
Yeah. I just love some. Oh my gosh. Put something on. I have I make my clients make a joy playlist.
Nice.
And in your joy playlist is not the music you like. It is the music that makes you sing, music that makes you dance. It's the music that when you put it on, you change your bad mood instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We should all have that. Right.
We have it for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yoga and meditation, does meditation make part of Pilates, or how does that play with Pilates?
It doesn't really, meditation doesn't really play with Pilates or yoga, but I personally love it. I fell in love with yoga nidra, sleep-based meditation. I think about 5 years ago, a friend of mine is an incredible teacher in the organization. His name is John Vossler. And so he brought me in, I fell in love with it. And he said, you know, you really should teach this. And I kind of fought it off and I was like, no, this is for me. But now I teach it and I love it. And what's so magnificent about it is it's done lying down. You have a pillow under your head, you have a blanket. I mean, and the hardest part of it is you try not to fall asleep. And so it's like you're in this, when was the last time we took naps? Never. Mm-hmm. And so it puts you in this really safe environment. And what's wonderful about it is most people say, I can't meditate. I can't stop my brain. And I tell people, you're never gonna stop your brain. our brains are wired to look for danger. That's called the negative bias. So forget about it. Don't worry about it. If you could think of your brain more like a puppy, you know, when you're trying to train a puppy, the puppy sits, you turn around, the puppy goes off, the puppy comes back. You keep, you know, trying to do the same thing over and over. If you could think of your brain like a puppy, you'd get less mad at it. Mm-hmm. We're wired to go constantly. So mm-hmm. it's the moments we can take these small breaks. So in yoga nidra sleep-based meditation, there are moments where your brain, you just disappear. And my clients who can't sit still, who say, no, I can't do it, are shocked that they can do it and love it. Mm-hmm. And the reason I want people to meditate or do the focus breathing is it makes you drop back. And when we do that, we're not as reactive. You know, when someone cuts you off and you're driving, you're like, oh, I'm so mad. And, you know, we cannot control what happens in traffic, in the world, in the weather, on the planet. But what we can control is the way we react to that. And yeah. So it makes us less reactive. I'm sure you feel that way after you practice yoga, right? Yeah, you come out and you are like, oh, I just feel centered. I feel easier. And you just can deal with the world better. And I think whatever tools we can use, all of us collectively, that's going to make us able to deal with life better, that's the key to longevity.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It
sounds so simple, but yet it's still so complicated.
It is. But we make it complicated. Yeah. Right? Don't you think about that? Like when you've been through a situation, the person that's making it complicated is us.
Yeah. Sometimes it's even hard to accept that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we always want to say, but it's that happened and it's their fault and they're the reason. And it's like, I'm sorry. It all comes back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the finger pointing.
Yeah.
Needs to be right at us.
Right. Yes. Yes.
All right. So tell us what you have. And I know that there's a book on Amazon, or is it coming?
No, it's on Amazon, Falling Into Joy. Uh-huh. Eight Simple Steps to Allow Your Body to Become Your Best Friend on Amazon. It's in the self-help section. And I have been speaking on stages, traveling the country, educating people on self-care and watch what you say. Your body is listening.
That's true. That's
right? So true. It's the talk, the self-talk that we have with ourselves. You can't say you're too old to do something. You can't say, I can't do that. I'm not good at math. I'm not good at yoga. I can't dance. I can't do this. It's all that stuff. Only limitation is yourself. So I try to get people to change their words, to change their outlook about things. Change your outlook about aging. It does not have to be this horrible, terrible thing.
No, it needs to be a friend.
It needs to be a friend. Carolina, that's exactly it. It needs to be a friend.
Yeah, I always say aging needs to come around like a friend, like your best friend. Actually, you're wiser. You've got more experience being you. Absolutely. And I totally support that. I can't wait to read your book. Yeah. We're super excited.
Yeah.
Falling Into Joy by yes. Connie Brunner-Punturo, and you can find her on Facebook. Is there any last words of advice you want to leave us with, Connie?
I just think that life goes by really, really fast. And if you can stay in the moment and stay present and enjoy it and just find the joy, even in the most challenging of situations, your life will be ultimately much, much better.
Yeah. Well, you are the sweetest person. Thank you so much for sharing everything.
So great to talk to you, Carolina. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're super excited for your book and can't wait to connect with you and hear more about you.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Connie.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.